sometimes is he can be so inconsistent on both ends.
It.
He can be so good sometimes, and he's been great for the Pirates these last 2 years. But you can't go to him after the way that he looked in game one.
Did he get hurt in spring ball practicing his bunting 2 years ago or this
year? It
was
2 years ago. It was okay. The bunt back into his face. But he's been great for the Pirates these past 2 years. But he just didn't. I mean, look, his fastball had no command. His slider was bouncing. And the fastballs that made it over the plate were right down the middle. And it was a bad start. It was a very bad start. It probably shouldn't have been left in as long as he was. But he did not have the stuff. So then you see Cole the next day against the same lineup, and he completely shut them down. So it's an easy choice to start Gerrit Cole in this game.
How disappointed on a scale of 1 to 10 will you be if they lose?
I mean, I'll be disappointed because you can never take making to the playoffs for granted. I kind of feel like the Washington Nationals might have last year, shutting mm-hmm. Strasburg down, thinking, well, you know, we'll get there sometime soon. I'm sure Dan Marino thought he was going to be in a Super Bowl after that first one when he lost to Montana and the Niners. You can't take that for granted. So, well, yeah, I'll be very disappointed. But on the other hand, I think as for a Pirates fan, after being completely irrelevant for 20 years and being the butt end of all the jokes, not just in baseball, but in all of sports, it's been wonderful. It's been refreshing. It's been tremendous to be relevant and to see Pittsburgh turn into a baseball town again. And this is why PNC Park was built. I think that in that sort of setting, with the kind of passion that Pirates fans show, and I saw some people on Facebook trying to, you know, make points that Pirates fans have no class and all that kind of stuff because they think St. Louis fans will never boo. The Pirates fans are very passionate people. They've been waiting for this for a long, long time. And I think that win or lose today, they've resurrected this franchise. They've resurrected the fan base, and it's been a beautiful thing.
Happy for you. Hope it works out. As we head into the break, I do want to give a little credit where it's due. Who's been the most impressive to you as far as the postseason baseball team so far?
Well, I mean, give me one
from each league.
The Red Sox just look like a juggernaut on both ends of the ball, pitching and hitting. I mean, that's a great lineup that they have right now, and they're really cruising. That looks like a really very, very good team. And I've said from the start I thought the Dodgers were going to be the team that comes out of the National League, and I still think that's the case.
Even without Kemp?
Without Kemp,
will he be back before the end of the playoffs or no?
It seemed that he's kind of been close to coming back, but I just don't think that that's going to be the case right now. But you get a guy like Hanley Ramirez hitting the way that he has been hitting, you know, Kershaw and Greinke, and Mattingly's, you know, albeit there some questionable decisions that he made in the last game in Atlanta. It seems that he's got that team believing in themselves, and they will have. I think that's probably the best team in the National League right now.
There was a controversial call involving a Martinez last night. Here is how the announcers reacted to it, and then the outfielder Josh Reddick on his response to it. But all things considered, from what I saw, it looked like the right call. But and they went in and reviewed it. So
umpires come back out. Let's see what they call.
Home run!
Wow! Right.
Needless to say, that's the Detroit call. Josh Reddick.
I had no doubt that I was going to be able to catch that ball. And looking at the replay after the game, it was heading right for my glove. So I can understand the frustration, especially in the situation of the game. You know, it completely changes the game, and it did. It changed the momentum for them, changed the momentum for us. And you know, they seemed to feed off that and built it. But all you can look at it is home field advantage and being absolutely frustrating that a fan can change the outcome of a game.
Sorry, buddy.
Not the first time it's happened.
That's the way it goes.
Was the evidence, as they like to say every weekend on the NFL, incontrovertible?
I don't know about that. It was pretty close, but I mean, they felt like it was safe enough where they awarded it. You mentioned Boston advancing over Tampa, which nobody wanted to see Tampa advance, did they?
I mean, that's an exciting team to watch, but no.
Okay, thank you for that. Here's how that one sounded last night.
One more strike to get. He rocks on a 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. It's over, and the Red Sox are headed to the American League Championship Series. Woo! They have defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in the division series. They are out of the bullpen, and they are piling on top of Koji Uehara. The Red Sox win the game 3-1, and it is on to the American League Championship Series.
It's the only place where you can hear the phrase, "Get off of Koji!"
You know one of the great things about having the Dodgers in the playoffs and moving forward? Get to listen to Vin Scully if you have that MLB app.
I love Vin Scully.
He's on for the first three innings and the last three innings.
Do you people know what you're voting on? Fantastic. 12:47, back to wrap it up. Tell you what's coming up on Overtime in a moment.